Hi, I'm Nazim.
I'm Tayshawn.
I'm Dwayne.
In October 2012, our class interviewed Blair Weber, research and development chemist at Reaxis Incorporated, a chemical manufacturing company in McDonald, Pennsylvania.
We just wanted to know, like, sort of fun things about the lab and, like, what made her want to be a scientist.
My company makes specialty chemicals, so we don't make anything that you see produced that's put on a shelf in a store, but there's a good chance that something that we have made has gone into something that you buy. One of the main ones that you guys would definitely know is toothpaste. We make the whitening agent in toothpaste and also in hair dyes. So if you're dyeing your hair like a blonde or something, the bleaching agent. I have a bachelor's in chemistry. I went to St. Vincent College. I've always been drawn to the sciences, but I really enjoy chemistry. My job as a research chemist is to not only develop new products, but also to improve current products. When we are making something and we're running into an issue such as the color of it's not right, I troubleshoot different ways, try to figure out chemically, physically, how to fix that problem. Right now, I am working on improving one of our big products that we produce. It's a foaming agent, so it's used to make foam in car seats or mattresses. So it starts like a thick liquid and it foams up. Personally, I do a lot of the hands-on physical stuff. My boss is a PhD chemist, and he is extremely smart, and he does a lot of the thinking and figuring things out on paper, and then we sit down and we talk about it, and I will physically go in and do the work. I like doing things hands-on, so I like the fact that I don't have to sit at a desk all day and stare at a computer screen, and that I can actually get up and go into the lab and get your hands dirty and do stuff. Some of it is trial and error, so it's written down on paper and you go into the lab and try to do it and it doesn't work out how you want it to. So sometimes you have to backtrack and figure out why it didn't happen like that and figure out how it actually did happen and then go a different route and try to get it the way you want it. Along with the creativity and insight, you need to have the knowledge too. So you have to understand the chemistry. So when a company comes to us and say, we need a chemical that will do this, we have to be able to start from the beginning. So start with our raw materials, what's used to make that. You have to sometimes be very creative. So instead of adding A and B, you're going to have to heat it up and then cool it down or take off water or acid or something like that. Go the back way around and instead of going directly at it, maybe go a roundabout approach.